Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The choice of a lawyer is important and shouldn't be based on an ad.
After a serious car accident, people have two questions. Why me and what now? Well, no one knows why you, but I'm Terry Crouppen, and my law firm, Brown & Crouppen, sure can help with the what now. Car repairs, medical bills, lost wages, pain and suffering. We're Brown & Crouppen, and we've got all those answers. All you have to do is call. 222-2222.
Doug, I'm rolling balls.
Yeah, let's
go. Breaking Cardinal news as James Carlton joins us here in the Michelob Ultra Studios in the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Albert Pujols is joining the MLB commissioner's office as a special assistant to Rob Manfred, and he is going to be on the MLB Network. So he made his broadcasting debut yesterday, and now he will be on the MLB Network as an on-air analyst. This news just announced this morning. How about that?
I did not hear him on the Peacock Network yesterday. How did he do?
I heard him. I thought he was fine.
Yeah. I'm sure that he's too young a man to sit around and do nothing. So he's got to stay busy. He wants to stay in the game. I don't know what else he would do. He doesn't seem like the managing type. You can't just walk right into a general manager's job somewhere.
I'm surprised that, but I mean, hey, everybody's got their own situation, and he wants to have something to do, I guess.
Baseball is his life, for sure, so I'm sure he's happy to have landed in this spot.
So that just announced this morning. The great James Carlton is with us. James, what's going on?
What is up? Good morning, fellas.
What's the good word? Tell me the good word.
While I was waiting, I was reading about how there's a, no pun intended, an uptick in tick bites this summer they're expecting. So if you get bit, to see medical help immediately because of Lyme disease or something like that. So
where
that
are the ticks
was
coming
a nice,
from?
Nice sobering article I was reading.
Comes from the deer?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess they're just being overbred because of they're referencing mice and all sorts of stuff. But I mean, I'm not a straight hitter sometimes off the tee. Yeah. And when I'm going into the long grass to look for my ball, I might second guess that now because that's where they feast.
Oh, is that right?
Wear long pants, maybe.
Yeah, I'm not
pants shave strokes, as you know.
Yeah.
They shave strokes off your game.
Do they?
Yeah. Yeah, but in that long grass, I might just let that ball go. And was it number three? If it's not out of bounds, you just drop laterally and hit three?
I think that's the right way to handle it.
Okay, that's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't run into that.
I want ticks.
James, what do you think about the Missouri transfer news?
The big guy?
Yeah. Doug, they got a big guy.
I think 7'3", Connor Vanover?
I saw 7'5", who knows? But I think he's on his fourth school, so that's good, you know? Fourth time's a charm. Hey, you know, if you can get a 7'5" guy standing in the middle – you know, altering shots, that's a, you know, much needed presence that Mizzou needs.
He can shoot it too.
He can shoot it. Jackson's excited.
There we go. What were you saying?
He's got 1 year left.
That's what if it's his fourth transfer, I'd have to imagine, yeah.
I guess almost everybody has 1 year left in the current way the system
Kobe
works.
Had 1 year left before he went to the NBA draft.
No matter who you are, you have 1 year left because you might just move to another school.
There you go. It's never
somebody,
ending.
Yeah, to say you got somebody here for 4 years, that's not right.
Yeah, wasn't
you got somebody here until he gets upset and wants to go to another school.
How did Chris Winkie play so long? Wasn't he like 27 when he went to the NFL?
Yeah, he started late, I think.
Started late, okay.
I mean, I don't think he went to college. I think he was like in the military.
Oh, maybe that's what it was. Okay. Because I just remember him being a really old gentleman entering entering the league.
Old gentleman. Old gentleman. Seven.
But other than that, no, I didn't watch much baseball. Watched a little bit of the golf yesterday. I'm really, really looking forward to football.
I assume you're talking about Rozang because that was our lead this morning.
No, I was talking about the
Iggy had us leading with Rozang
Jack tournament.
I watched the end of that.
Yeah. Yeah, Ricky made a leaderboard. How about
that? Ricky's been playing well this year, man. Last year was a disaster.
It's good to see Victor break through finally.
And I see there's this video. He is caddying for his friend this morning at the U.S. Open qualifier, less than 24 hours after winning his biggest PGA Tour event. He is out there carrying the bag, Doug. Victor Hovland is. Mm-hmm. For his buddy who played at Oklahoma State with him. Today is a great day. If for whatever reason you're sitting around this afternoon, I cannot tell, even if you aren't a golf fan, you have all these qualifiers for guys who are, you know, amateur players for the U.S. Open. They're all over the country. This is what Nagel experienced with Wellington a few years. And, you know, so many guys are standing over a putt that, if you make it, you're playing in the United States Open and at LACC next week, and you have this opportunity. I mean, I think anybody who is a 2 handicap, not even a +2, a 2 handicap or lower can sign up. And then you got to get through the sectionals to get to today. And obviously, you know, they're not taking a whole lot, but they'll take 5 to 10, depending on what the location is of each place, and you get the chance to. Doug, you could be the next Michael Block is what I'm telling you.
I could, yeah. Just take a stroke or two off my game. I'm right there.
Right. That's right. That's right. So it is a great day for the Golf Channel, for real. I actually have it in my phone to be watching it because it's something else. So you have just one putt, absolute elation or devastation, because most likely it's going to be their only shot. And that'll be going on all afternoon. I think it's called the most exciting day in golf. I think something like that.
Very
so anyway,
cool.
Yeah, so there's a little fun fact. And Victor Hovland's out there carrying the bag after winning $3.6 million for his buddy to
that
try to
awesome.
Caddy him into the U.S. Open.
Who's carrying your bag today, Doug?
Club car.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So are you yes. playing in that St. Louis Tiger quarterback club tournament? Is that what they call it?
Mizzou alumni.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. Yeah, that's a good time. Do you get, like, memorabilia? Do they give you some swag when you get out there and so forth? I feel like I've seen you out at these before.
I've been at one or two others.
Very, yeah, you guys were like the celebrity people 5 or 6 years ago, weren't you?
Yeah. It's hard to believe, but that's yeah. the case.
One of the years, the team I was on, it certainly wasn't me. Just a bunch of guys who hit the ball so damn far, and we won it. And Mike Kelly and Chad Mueller, who was the sports information director, not any longer, were just like, what in the hell are you doing? And I go, it wasn't me. It was these guys that, you know, they just bombed it and were hitting wedges into every hole. And that was it. Where are you playing? Oh, it's a Bogey Hills.
I think that was Wing Haven.
That was a Wing Haven.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. That was a nice course.
Yeah,
I really
like that. I don't know, 18 or 19 under.
I don't know that Bogey Hills can hold my power.
Yeah.
I'll club down.
You'll club down?
Yeah.
James Carlton is in here, 314-961-4800. Go online at carltoninsurance.net. He's my insurance agent. I would love for him to become your insurance agent as well. He's in Webster Groves. He's local. He's the best, and he's got a great staff as well. 313 five-star reviews now.
There we go.
They just keep going up, I feel like.
Yeah, very good. A lot of those are just a testament to our team. I mean, we have people that really, truly do care. They've been around a long time, and these aren't green people, and then they really are buying into the business and the customer experience, so we'd love to prove that to you. If anybody out there has any rate volatility, bad claim experience, having a tough time getting a hold of their person, we love an opportunity at carltoninsurance.net.
Now, if I get one of these ticks that you're worried about,
yeah,
is that covered
about
by insurance?
Health insurance, potentially.
Tick insurance?
Potentially. No, we don't have tick insurance. We have a lot of different stuff, but not tick insurance. But yeah, if you get one, there's protocol on how to remove it. It's all in the Wall Street Journal. Big article there this morning that caught my eye. So if you get a tick bite, be careful. Because that Lyme disease can really mess you up.
Yeah, it can. Yeah.
Jimmy Walker, PGA Tour winner, PGA champion.
See, it all segues together here.
Yeah. James, always great to see you, sir. Thank you so much
for
coming in.
Have a great week.
There
right,
is the great James Carlton of the Carlton State Farm Insurance Agency. Want to get your game on peak? Clubhouse Turf can take great care of you. Go on clubhouseturf.com. Let them know you're a TMA listener. Sure, hitting the balls far, great, but you got to get it into the hole. That's how you score. That's how you win your money, and that's where Clubhouse Turf comes into play. John Rahm, Max Homa, both have installed celebrity greens in their backyards. Anyone can put down fake turf and call it a putting green, but if you want a golf green that putts true and gives you real grass performance when practicing chips, pitches, and bunker shots, the only company to call is Clubhouse Turf, St. Louis's exclusive partner of Celebrity Greens. Each Clubhouse Turf signature green is unique in design. Whether creating a replica hole like the 12th at Augusta or the second at Belle Reve, Clubhouse Turf can create your own backyard golf experience. that your family and friends will enjoy for years to come. Call Clubhouse Turf, St. Louis's exclusive partner of Celebrity Greens, Golf Digest, best in golf, and start improving your game today. 314-834-2339 or visit clubhouseturf.com and let them know you are a TMA listener. And while you're there, you should probably do something like that. Yeah, thinking about it, actually. That's what I would agree with. Eric Spoelstra and the Miami Heat got the win last night. Jackson will spend extensive time on that in Balloon Party here in about 22 minutes. Here is Eric Spoelstra when asked about Jokic.
Final question on the left.
Hey, Coach. Ramona Shelburne, ESPN. This is probably oversimplifying things, but sometimes when teams play against Jokic, you turn him into a scorer, you turn him into a passer, and he controls the game. He only had four assists tonight.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. You know, it's just that's the untrained eye that says something like that. Cool. This guy's an incredible player. You know, twice in two seasons, he's been the best player on this planet. You can't just say, oh, make him a scorer. That's not how they play. They have so many different actions that just get you compromised. We have to focus on what we do. You know, we try to do things the hard way, and he requires you to do many things the hard way. Man, he has our full respect. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Coach.
But don't get mad.
And Ramona is a beast and has been around the game for a long time.
Well, they said that on the broadcast several times last night. They said they've taken away some of his passing, that he only had four assists, and the night before he was in double-digit assists. They said they're kind of letting him shoot, but they don't want the other guys to be left wide open so that he can
Sounds
pass
like you have the untrained eye.
Assist. Yeah, I don't know why he would take exception to that question.
I think for him, though, he don't want to put a chip on his shoulder either and saying, oh, well, we finally figured out a defensive game plan and got him under control, and then he just goes out for another triple-double.
Malone went after his team's effort last night. That's how he started off his post-game comments. Mm-hmm. He went with the effort thing.
Can't be talking effort when it comes to the finals.
Jokic had 41. Yeah. He's incredible because he seems like he's playing in, super slow motion. Yeah. He's obviously not as fast as everybody else, but he goes behind the back. He dribbles the length of the court. Got a soft touch at the basket. He's really an incredible player.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Doug, also credible, is the retired air marshal who wants to talk it over.
No. Hey, we've had trouble with this fellow in the past.
He Lots wants to trouble. Win the Milagro Tequila Lister of the Month.
Okay, what is it, air marshal?
Hold on, Doug. When have you had trouble with me?
You called in and you're snippy.
Iggy's back, by the way, if you want to talk to him.
Oh, I wanted to talk to Iggy. How you doing, Iggy? You doing good?
I didn't have his headphones
No headphones
on.
Yet.
Okay.
Not
okay,
quite.
Now he's got the headphones on. You may talk with Iggy now.
Oh, we had a sponsor in here.
Air Marshal, where are you?
I'm home here, Iggy.
Pardon me?
How are you doing, Iggy? You doing good? Is the coffee good this morning?
Groovy. I had my cup at home.
Oh, well, okay. Yeah, Doug, I never get snippy with you, so I don't really like that. But I called in to really talk about something really Hoosier. I know that Plowhawk is probably the only one who's live for this. Have you guys ever gotten or gone to NASCAR?
No, but it was a big one this weekend.
I want to. My parents have been to about 10 races. They've been to Talladega and Daytona a bunch. I've never been, though. I've done to a bunch of dirt races, but that's different.
You sound like you've got your head in a pillow. What did you say?
Okay, sorry. There you go. That's probably better. You said you've been, Doug?
Oh, yeah. I went to the ones here. I
wouldn't say it was better.
Oh, just yesterday?
No, I didn't go to yesterday. Years past,
okay.
I went.
Well, I went yesterday. I got a great deal on some good tickets, and I was just calling to say, man, there is some people watching there, and I bet a lot of the audience really like that that, you know, event yesterday. There's some big fellas.
Some big people there?
Oh, yeah, just big old fat turkey leg eating Hoosiers.
Oh,
I'm sure there were some nice looking ones, too.
They come from literally all over the country.
There's a lot of really nice looking guys out there with their shirts off because it was so hot.
Okay. And I heard they sold to several foreign countries. People, you know, multiple people from foreign countries come over here for this race.
Oh, yeah. The people sitting next to us, they're from California.
Well, that's like, another country. That's a state.
Yeah. Why are you coming to St. Louis for the, or sorry, Illinois for the Illinois 300?
Nation.
Yeah.
Jeff Gordon still racing?
I don't know. I don't really know anything about it. I know number 8-1. I saw a couple of crashes in front of me. Got hit by some shrapnel, burnt the hell out of my finger.
Really?
Yeah, I was pretty close. I got hit by, I think it was a brake pad.
It's flew on. I pushed it off. Yeah, you don't want to sit too close.
I pushed it off my leg, and then I picked it up, and it just burnt my fingers like some popcorn.
Ow. Yeah, that's one sport. Yeah. I think the expensive tickets are the ones up high, right? They're not necessarily the ones low.
I don't know. My tickets were $170. I'm not humble bragging. I didn't pay that much. I got them for $25.
How'd you do that?
I don't know. My mom knew somebody.
No. Okay.
So we got a couple of tickets.
You're one of the
but
fast.
Also, I mean, there was a 2-hour weather delay because lightning struck in Iowa or something like that, I guess. So they can't do anything. God, they're such sissies about the lightning.
Oh.
So a lot of people ended up leaving, but. It was a nice race. It was a good day, nice overcast. I really wish you would have went with me, Doug.
Well, I was busy.
So the people monitoring said there's some lightning in Iowa. We better stop this thing in Illinois.
Being facetious, there was lightning within 8 miles, though. Then they had to delay it for like 2 hours. Every 30 minutes that there was lightning, they had to extend it another 30 minutes.
They brought up Iowa, so I was just curious.
He was kidding.
Well, just because I thought it was a little, you know, shishawally that they're canceling it for some lightning that's 8 miles away. It's, you know, everyone's in their cars. It's all right. Turn left. It's not that hard. The lightning isn't going to affect that.
Well, it might affect the people sitting in the metal stands.
Well, I was one of them, and I was all for letting the race go, you know?
Retired Air Marshal, we're on a bit of a schedule. Anything else?
No, that's fine. Just wanted to call in. Hey, love you guys. Tim, I'm glad you had a great weekend. And Doug, I'm going to make love to your anus later.
Pot him down!
Right there at
cut
the
his mic!
Right there at the end, he got you.
Oh.
There was some hail, a golf ball size hail at my place.
Dear God, we might as well throw in the towel as a city of car racing as a topic. Stick to drag racing downtown. I hope this cow town collapses in on itself once and for all. And the Mound City 9 moved to Saskatoon. That's from the Shrewsbury Seat Sniffer.
Gosh,
wow.
That was rough.
Well, give him credit out there. Worldwide Technology Raceway. Yeah. They actually got a NASCAR event here.
Carlos Francois is a fantastic guy. He's done great stuff over
I've seen him a couple times. He's been in the studio. Yeah. Not our studio, but
great guy.
All the other
I'm
ones.
Glad that it always works out for him because he's really.
This call sucks. Why didn't this guy just do us a favor and run onto the track yesterday? Doug, that's from Carlos Spicy Wiener, who has also let me know he cannot caddy for me tomorrow.
Oh.
Well, work and stuff.
Well, Iggy, why don't you caddy for Tim?
I charge 50 to caddy, and I would never charge Tim 50 to caddy. So,
so you're available.
No, I won't do it for free, but I won't charge Tim. So that's it up.
You just wouldn't do it as a nice guy with a friend?
No, that would take up about 5 or 6 episodes of Blacklist, and I'm on season 9.
Oh.
I'm almost done. I've got through 9 seasons.
That is important stuff.
22 episodes a season. It's over 200 episodes.
All right.
Hour-long episode. You do the math.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see you couldn't possibly get away from that.
I love when Ken jumps into a good discussion as soon as someone else has Tim's attention. He stumbles in like Columbo, got kicked by a mule, and starts grilling people because if we know Ken can't stand anything, it's a rambling, embellished story that no one's interested in. That's from Arbor Day.
Yeah, I guarantee you didn't get hit with a brake pad.
Brake pad?
Yeah,
that would hurt to get hit by a brake.
They don't even use brakes, do they, on those cars?
Of course they do. They don't use brakes.
Wait, cars don't use brakes?
That's what knocked Bubba Wallace out. A brake rotor blew up on him yesterday.
I don't think the only time they stop him is when they go to the pits.
You don't think they can
so
stop
they
the
use?
Cars?
Parachute? Hang their T-shirt outside?
How would they ever slow down?
They don't. That's why there's so many crashes.
You're kidding, though, right?
I've never seen them slow down except when they get hit.
You don't think the cars have brakes?
Well, they have to. They stop when they get to the pits, but.
And sometimes they slow down.
I don't think they use them on the track.
Well, sure, if there's problem right in front of them.
Why are there so many accidents? Why don't you stop?
Well, there's not that many accidents, really, considering that they're going 150 miles an hour.
Cut his damn mic! That's in the bastard, James
Hahn. Come on, Doug.
Glenn Betts Jewelers in business in St. Louis since 1941, brother, operated by the third and fourth generation of the Betts family. The Glenn Betts difference is you are served personally. You're not sold. Glenn Betts Jewelers develops relationships through generations of your family, too. They get to know your likes, lifestyle, and who and what you love, the three L's. GlennBettsJewelers.com is where you will find them, located 1 mile east of 270 on Manchester and DePere. In the jewelry business, there is good, better, and best. And then, in this case, there is good, better, and Betts. The Betts family passion for serving their customers has been passed down from generation to generation. It's Glenn Betts Jewelers, just a mile east of 270 on Manchester in DePere. Online at GlennBettsJewelers.com. That's GlennBetz Jewelers.com. If you're injured in an accident, things can spiral out of control quickly. You might have medical bills piling up. You might not be able to work or provide for your family, and you're probably getting the runaround from the insurance company you've been talking to, so don't fight this fight alone. C.D. Longo and Doug Biggs of the Longo Biggs Injury Law Firm will take all the complication and hassle out of your injury claim. They'll deal with the insurance company and take the fight head-on, allowing you to get back to what's important, which is recovering from your injuries. Injury cases can be complex. Each case and accident is different, and every fact is important when building a case. People often wonder how injured victims get large settlements or verdicts, and the short answer is because they're represented by effective and skilled lawyers who understand how to get every dollar out of their case, and that's what you'll get at Longo Biggs Injury. Longo Biggs Injury Law accepts personal injury, wrongful death, brain injury, and other catastrophic injury cases. Go online at longobiggs.com. Remember, the choice of an attorney is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertisements. All right, our design, air, heating, and cooling email today will be up here momentarily. Doug, is a Shrewsbury Seminary student on the line?
I don't know. I can't see.
Shrewsbury Seminary student. Good morning.
All right, Plowsy, punch him up. Punch him up. Hello, Shrewsy.
Hello.
Yes.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes. Yes, we hear you.
Hey, Adam. We can do dinner, Adam. If you hear this on the podcast, we can do dinner not this weekend, but the next weekend on Friday night. Like probably.
Why don't you just DM him?
Saturday, 7 to 8, and then Sunday we could probably do earlier if you want to do like 4:30.
Why are you setting up mandates on our program?
Well, it's going to be it's going to be like a doubles date.
Uh-oh, and, Doug, are they going swappy?
Sounds like it.
We can meet earlier next Sunday, but not this weekend. Although this weekend, Sunday's like a soft maybe.
Yeah. Okay, buddy. Cut his mic.
Yeah, we're done.
Good call.
Quick.
Put him down.
You know, does he think he's funny?
I'm not D'ing around anymore with these guys.
No.
I'm gonna call in. You hit that damn
hole,
bro.
That made you angry. That made you
Jesus, that hurt.
You can take a lot.
Physically and mentally, just done with that one. I love Shrewsy. He usually kills it. That was awful.
I mean, do you hang up there and wait for the DMs to come telling you how good your call was?
He was on hold for 25 minutes.
Was he for that? Huh.
I love Shrewsy. Continue to call in, but you got to hit those holes.
Wonder where they're going to get dinner at.
Yeah, where do you think they're going to go?
I don't know.
McDonald's.
This weekend doesn't work, but next weekend does.
Probably Russell's on Mac.
I was going to go to McDonald's last night.
Oh, great spot.
You went to McDonald's last
night? I was going to. I just felt like a double cheeseburger. And then I said, no, I'm going to make my mom's Friday spaghetti, which is canned tomatoes and onions. And I thought I had a can of tomatoes. I boiled the noodles, put them in the colander, went in the cupboard, and I got no tomatoes. So I ended up just using butter and pepper. It was
disgusting. Why don't you get fresh tomatoes instead of canned?
No, you need the juice in there, too. The juice of the canned tomatoes.
Fresh has got to be much better than the canned tomatoes.
San Marzano's.
A tomato's a tomato.
You want those San Marzano tomatoes?
Anyway, I ended up having Sunday dinner of buttered noodles.
Oh, God, how poor are you?
I didn't have any tomatoes.
You bust out that Braunschweiger and
I had no ragu.
Didn't they at least get you some government cheese?
I thought I had a can. I've always got a can of tomatoes in my cupboard, and I didn't. And I had nothing in there to mix with the noodles, so I said, I guess I just put some butter and some pepper on there, and that was my dinner.
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Design, Air, Heating, and Cooling Email of the Day!
Ryan Henson's got a win. Who else has a win, Jackson?
Blueberry pop, pop.
Pop, pop. Didn't listen Friday. You know why? Because I got a strict no Tim, no listen policy. That's because why? Now to the meat of my email. The solid part. I went to my niece's graduation party. I got to drinking and decided to show off. My future brother-in-law, Jason, has always seen me as the boring engaged guy. After about five cosmopolitans, I decided to show him I still had game. For years, Jason has always talked about how hot his neighbor Claude is. I'll give you a visual. 6'2", 232 pounds, 50 years old. Basically the St. Charles Chris Wanky doppelganger.
Oh.
So when Claude lit his fire pit, I hopped over the fence with a pack of mini marshmallows.
Yep.
I was like, oh no, these mini marshmallows are too small and are falling off, melting onto my hands. I wiped my hands on his exposed midriff.
Oh.
Exposed by his half shirt.
You know how it warms up? What, you put your hands over the fire? Are they melting in your hands?
He smiled, so I knew it was go time. The crowd watching didn't bother either one of us. We both just pulled down our jean shorts and pulled the top gun. Just like a Viper and Maverick dogfight, we went head to head. It's from Amanda, and then the last name is Poke.
Amanda Poke.
You've had that future brother-in-law for 14 years now.
She's new.
Oh, Jackson, the emails aren't loading. Is there something wrong in the filter file?
Boy, the email inbox for me has been slow, and then it wasn't
working. What's going on with the email inbox?
Maybe we don't need any more emails.
There's five more in the filtered file, though.
Okay. Yeah. So Jackson has read these and cleared them.
That's correct.
Okay. I'd hate for any to come out vile.
I don't know. See, Doug, see how it's not loading? The title emails, Cardinals Stink.
Yeah. Maybe that's the whole email, just a headline.
Jackson, can you read that one?
The Cardinals Stink one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not coming up for me.
All right, go ahead.
What is it about sharing a hotel room with your father-in-law that gets a fellow so horny? Is it because he insists on the two of you sharing a twin bed and you can feel his saggy old balls tickling the back of your thigh as he spoons you?
Gosh.
Is it because you can hear his mushy stool splashing down to the toilet water at exactly 5:33 a.m. every morning? Or is it because he comes out of the bathroom butt naked and you pretend to be asleep so you can catch a glimpse of his once tight but now wrinkly body as he stands spread?
That's not that funny.
As he stands spread eagle above the air conditioning vent to dry off his luscious elderly bush. Maybe sharing a hotel room with your wife's dad is so hot because he has a convincing way of talking you into making out with him just for a few seconds.
No.
Just to see if it feels like you thought it would. Is it the way your little soldier tingles with excitement? As you fantasize about his wispy gray mustache sensually brushing up against your taint?
No.
I think it's a combination of all those things. Then the fact that he doesn't make you wear a condom during intercourse.
Okay, that's enough.
Doug, that's the filtered file.
Who was it?
JV Golf Coach.
JV Golf Coach with a lousy email.
You got two emails. One guy's making out with his brother-in-law, and the other guy's making out with his uncle.
Jackson's not able to recover from that one.
Gosh. No wonder it didn't load. It was your computer saying you don't want to read this.
I just can't imagine some guy standing over an air-conditioning vent to dry off his luscious elderly bush.
Oh. You're not supposed to do that?
I've done that in front of a fan just to dry out your undercarriage.
How about a towel?
Well, I do, but sometimes you just want to get under there and get it all. Just
don't move your hips when you say that.
Oh, okay.
Gosh.
Look at this, Doug. Look, you see what's going on my computer?
This one's not loading either.
It's not loading, Jackson, so I guess we could probably read a couple more.
All right. Oh, Dougie, when you talk like that, you make a walrus go mad. So be wise and keep on reading the signs of my body. I'm on tonight, you know my hips don't lie, and I'm starting to feel it's right. All the attraction, the tension. Don't you see, Dougie boy, this is perfection. Touch me from the inside, Doug. Smooches, the 8:30 recreator.
Oh.
Is that Shakira?
Who sings that song?
No.
Shakira.
Shakira and Wyclef, right?
Let's keep it that way.
8:30 recreator. Touch me from the inside? Is that what this gentleman asked me to do?
Put that off.
Yeah. All right. We'll go with this one being the last one.
We have so much momentum, though.
Yeah, this is so good.
You can see Jackson.
See the well-run try.
It's like a Shrewberry call in email form.
Welcome back, Tim. You missed a hell of a show on Friday.
I missed a show.
Iggy's usage rate was at Russell Westbrook 2017 levels with name drops of Sherry Steiniger, Connie Lasseter, Dick Weber, Don Carter, Ray Bluth, Tom Hennessy, Mike Prosperi, Max Kennison, Sandy Crook, Dennis Shard, Rita Hayworth, Lauren, Matt Holliday, Stevie Nicks, Ty Pavlonia, Christina Meidel, Kay Parker, Dillian Harper, Farman Britt, ASMR Lani, and Princess Ivana. Sorry, Iggy, no luck on the dark web findings of any vids of Princess Ivana naked.
Mm.
The following businesses got live reads. The Frisco and Webster, Mike Prosperi Emos in Kirkwood, Coors Beer, Fat Tire Beer, and the Jack of All Fades Barbershop on the Rock Road. Caller Adam called in and sang
Jack all of a show.
Caller Adam called in and sang Waltzing Matilda, inspired Doug to join in. Caller Adam then told Doug to suck him, but Doug was so into his singing he didn't hear it. Recovering alcoholic texted in to tell Doug that he once saw Peter Zezel's huge crank. We can add pirate to Iggy's list of dream jobs where he just lounges around sipping drinks without having to do any actual work. See also farmer, carney, and gaucho. Iggy invited the listeners to come use the pool at his apartment complex before admitting another member of the commune encouraged her child to pee in the pool. This invitation slash confession was juxtaposed with the odd flex that Iggy used to make fun of poor sads who would line up to gawk outside the Brentwood Pool Friends perimeter. The show advanced when Iggy dealt himself into Jackson's NBA roundtable by asking, couldn't you find a way to make the stadiums non-altitude? Doug and Jackson worshipped the viability of artificially pumping sea-level oxygen into Denver's basketball arena, where Plowsy lobbied for an underground bunker arena where fans would take an elevator to the Earth's core. Now, how that will happen, we haven't quite worked out yet, but we do believe in it. It's from Buck Swope.
Oh, Buck Swope with a nice little email.
I did forget about the arenas that we would instead build underground, mm-hmm. and then you would just take an elevator to the Earth core.
To deal
I think
with
that's
the
a good
altitude
idea.
Problem.
Yeah.
So there it is.
All right, wow. Doug, what you got?
Well, I'll go Buck Swope because it was the only one that wasn't just excessively vile.
Yeah, if you can remember, and, well, you sat there and jotted down every one of the names I mentioned on Friday, which I am impressed by, so I'm going to go with Swope.
Wow. Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
Boy, I felt like that was the JV golf coach.
It was too vile.
Jackson, wouldn't you go on JV golf coach?
This is actually a crime against humanity.
No,
he's not winning this season.
Paul, where would you go?
JV for sure.
Wow.
Nasty. That's not a question. But hey, that's how
those are the rules. Those are the bylaws. Yeah. The design, air, heating, and cooling email today. Congratulations to Buck Swope. He's got his first win.
And tickets.
And he's got the tickets. And what are those tickets again, Jackson?
Advanced screening of The Flash on Monday, June 12th at the Alamo Draft House of the City Foundry.
Woot. Hey, a week from Wednesday is our TMA day at the ballpark. You can get those tickets at TMASTL.com. And they're only $30 for field box seats. Anna Marie's coming with me, and we're just going to enjoy libations and get effed up on the Hennessy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to do a little day game.
Okay. Giveaway that day?
Midday Hennessy.
Midday Hennessy.
Well, I'm going to show up wasted.
Are you really?
No, we have a show to do beforehand.
I'm kidding. I'm not.
We're doing the show Tom down there. From Salt and Smoke.
Love Tom.
We're doing the show down there?
Yeah.
Yeah, Salt and Smoke.
Cool.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. So you get your tickets at TMASTL.com. All right, Jackson and I are going to go get held accountable for the Cardinals getting swept. Right. That's coming up on 101 ESPN, so flip on over, or you can enjoy TMA all day here on 105.7 HD2 and the TMASTL app. For the Plowhawk, for Action Jackson, for Kenneth Higgy-Stewart, for my brother Kevin, for Douglas, I'm Vaughn, I'm Tim McKernan, this is Ben, the Ryan Kelly Morning After from the Michelob Ultra Studios.